Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand, but he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done, and when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Boston Medium here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Yes, we're getting an early, early start here at the PPS right here at 91.5 FM WMFM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yes, here we are, Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm really excited. We get 2 hours today. What a treat. How did you like that last show? That last show is just out of this unbelievable world, by the way. Thank you so much to Matt Nolan, who was so gracious enough to bless us here and bless the Paranormal Playground Sounds with his beautiful, beautiful spirit. He also is a beat maker and producer, as me, and he does birth charts. So that was a really good treat. That was really awesome. Like, just this is what Paranormal Playground Sounds is about. You know, I love having the guests come on who are all about their music, but they're all about their spiritual work, and they all they do is just combine it together. And I mean, that's exactly what it's about. It's really just about getting that feel and really know and letting everybody know there's people out there just like it. I mean, you know, just like you doing your thing. It's a whole world that definitely does exist. So I want to make it known more. So again, please contact me if you have a beautiful music ability, beautiful music talent, and you're also very involved with the spirit world and you do work in the spirit world and, you know, anything that's involved, how you incorporate those two together. I'd love to have you on and I'd love to, you know, interview you and give you a live medium reading. So, wow, this is going to be a crazy show, like crazy good, actually, you know, not crazy bad, but crazy good. So that was actually, I just played the Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash. And actually, it was really funny on my way here. I was listening to it and straight up, like not even joking, I like straight up like was bawling. Like straight up, like, and we were on like the radio, like the like, it was so funny because I was on the bus. I'm sure nobody was looking at me because nobody cares, but I was like, that's how I get so emotional at any time in any place. And it was just like the lyrics were, there they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, the old glory raised among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. And I was just like, at that point, I just lost it. Because, you know, Veterans Day was yesterday. And that's the famous picture of the World War II, the Iwo Jima Hill, where they had, America had victory. And it was, and they're raising the flag. So, and yeah, that was just like, oh my God, I was not expecting that. So I had to play that first. And happy Veterans Day to all our veterans, women and men in service. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much. Words can't describe or even comprehend the gratitude in my heart. Boston Medium loves you so much, so much. So thank you. And I hope you all had a beautiful holiday, by the way. You are very, very much loved. So we got a lot of good things going on in this 2 hours. So another thing, Kurt Cobain was in my dreams. Yeah, I laugh really hard at that. Everybody asks me, just do you ever talk to Kurt Cobain? I'm always like, nah, I really don't. Like, and I laugh because actually, you know, I mean, it's not like I don't listen to Nirvana, but I'm not like, I'm one of those people where I've always in my heart felt, you know, Kurt Cobain was really just overrated. Like, I'm sorry, you may hate me after listening to this. I don't care. That's my opinion. And I'm just like, whatever, anytime anybody's ever talked about Kurt Cobain. And, you know, I had this dream and he came in and I was not ready for what he was telling me. He straight up told me, like, when I was younger, he would hang around my spirit and he was watching me and he'd actually saved my lives multiple times in my life. He actually recently just did that. He helped me out from making a bad choice. I couldn't even believe that message. Like, I was just like, are you serious right now? So after that, I was just like, okay, I will never say anything bad about him ever again. That is just nuts. Like, I know you're sitting here listening to this like, wow, this girl is like off her rocker. Like, what kind of drugs is she taking? And it's like, I'm not taking drugs. Like, this is what this show is about, and this is why this exists. Like, these are my dreams, and artists come in my dreams every week, you know, for this show. And like, we want you to play this music, we want you to communicate this message that you got this show for a reason. You got this show for us, honey. This show ain't for you, this is for us. Basically, that's what it is. So I don't know, it's not for me to figure out if you can wrap my head, you can wrap your head around it. It's for me to just give the message. I really can't care either way if you think I'm crazy or not. I'm just going to keep doing this because that's the message of spirit and it's the calling. And that's what we learn here. You go with the calling, you go with the flow. So I'm really, yeah, we're going to talk more about that through the show, we're definitely gonna play some Nirvana. And again, it's not like I didn't listen to Nirvana when Nirvana came out. I mean, that was my generation. That's what, you know. I mean, he died even before I was in my double digits. He died when I was like 6, I think. I can't do math right now, but you know, around that age. But basically, more than anything, I am unbelievably excited about this playlist. We got some punk. We got Oi. We got ska. We got Nirvana. We got Dixieland. I'm playing Dixieland right now. You know, we got jazz. I'm going to play this sick Brian Wilson song called Rio Grande. I'm just going to blow your mind with so much magical music in this next 2 hours. Like, you are going to want to just listen. I mean, anyone right now who's free to listen to my show, just consider yourself the luckiest person right now. Not because you're listening to me, because of the music I'm about to play. That's why you should consider yourself lucky, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I'm still jazzed up from all that. I had from all that Veterans Day free meal holiday invitation. Now I got to go out with my friend. He's a veteran. He got a free meal and it was a lot of fun. And then we made cream sodas. We made cream soda ice cream floats afterwards. It was so good. It was so much fun. I had so much fun. Holidays are great. Especially when you spend them with people you like. How about that guided meditation? Yeah, let's just be free with it right now. We ain't got to go right into it. I really just want to play. I'm really excited. Today I'm like just really focused on the music. Like, you know, more than anything. I mean, yeah, I love you, Spirit. But I'm just like really focused. I mean, it's all intertwined, right? This is Laurel. Oh my goodness. I was like, well, we're not playing Dixieland jazz. Right here. Pardon me. That was Laurel and Hardy, by the way. But this is actually Laurel Atkins diet. It's Laurel Atkins diet. I'm just kidding. But here we go. We got some Laurel Atkins coming up. Honey Come Back, some pure magical ska. Yakety Yak by the Coasters. The Delphonics? Come on. Didn't I blow your mind? UB40, Kingston Town, the English Beat, Cox Bar? We're coming back. It just keeps going. It just keeps going. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Here we go with Laura Atkins. Laura Atkins. Honey, Come Back. Who's got you in?
Back. surely I would need a queen and a palace and everything, yeah. And now I am king and my queen will come at dawn. She'll be waiting in King.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Boston Medium taking over at your 12 o'clock hour. Hour is 12:29, actually, exact. You are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Ya-da-da-da-da. I hope you've been enjoying what you've been listening to. I sure am. It is time for our lovely, lovely PSA. Here we go. Ooh, let's see. We're going to do a PSA. I don't even know what it is, but let's do it. Okay, dial 911 for emergencies PSA. Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of emergency to ensure... Sorry, where am I? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911. Optional, although dialing your college's public safety number will eventually send emergency services, there may be a delay in getting the needed resources to you. The seconds you may be extremely important if it means life or death. So if you have an off-campus emergency, dial 911. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Woo, woo, woo. Just getting it in. I'm just really feeling the flow of music right now. We have a lot of good things on. There's just a whole different, eclectic, diverse sound coming up on the 2 hours here, and I'm just really, really excited. I'm just excited to play some stuff. So I'm just not gonna be talking. I'm just gonna be playing. It's just, you know, I just want to play music. Is the spirit in me and spirit in the message was just like, play music. I love it. Up next, we got the English Beat. Full ranking, full stop. Lee Scratch Perry. The Zodiacs, I Can Do the Ska. That's interesting. The Zodiacs, I Can Do the Ska is like a ska doo-wop. I love that. Like Desmond Dekker has a lot of that. Like it's basically basically rock steady. Like ska doo-wop. But like that's like my favorite. Alright, let's hit it. Let's get it going right now. I said full stop ranking right now.
Mine. South Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowin' reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la da toot. He blows it A to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do-da. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Company B. Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows you'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet at the same place, the same cafe, the same time, and we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong, but I'm making it strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
Hello, hello. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Your host, Boston Medium.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night. Just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, gone out insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instincts, a matter of conditioning, and a matter of fact. You can go where Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landon, tell me, and I'm just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Freeform Radio. Did you like that? That was Lying in Bed Like Brian Wilson Did. Well, that's not the song. It's called Brian Wilson by the Bare Naked Ladies. The fact that they made a song about that is just, I don't even know what to say. Like, I can't even, like, sit here and talk about that. Like, they just made a song about him being, like, really the time when he was, like, in bed for 3 years. God. It's like a nightmare. I don't even want to think about that. We don't have to. All good. It's a beautiful, beautiful, rainy Tuesday, and it might snow, everybody. It might snow. Gee, what is going on here? Whatever. Nature is nature. And if it snows, it snows. You know, it's still actually really warm out. Like, I can't believe how warm it still is. Like, it's amazing. I'm not complaining. I am not complaining about the weather. Like, it's weird. I'm actually most active in fall, early winter. When it starts getting below, that's when stuff starts slowing down. I'm like, no. This time, I gotta keep it up. Don't let that cold air get you down. Just don't do it. Don't let the cold air get you. Okay? It's a trick. Keep going. Keep staying in the gym and get at it. Because I'm getting results. Like, I'm sorry, but it is time to get results. And if you're not getting results, you need to do it. Like, what are you waiting for? Get in that gym. Start lifting weights. I did that this morning. I was up at 6 o'clock by the gym at 8. And I was lifting. I ran to the gym and then I lifted. And it's like, there's no excuses. I know I sound like the most annoying douche in the world right now, being like, come on, why aren't you doing it? I can do it. No. You know, and I'm not even like the best athlete, even though that's what I'm trying. I'm trying to be the best athlete I can be possibly for myself. And anyways, I went to school for personal training. So I'm really about that, but I didn't, that's not what I wanted to do for a profession, obviously, or I wouldn't be here right now. But anyways, my point is, get in there, push yourself, get the energy, because once you just get the momentum, there's no stopping you. There's no stopping. So, all those of you who've been joining in, it's 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I'm taking over for this hour, and I'll be here another hour. Woo-hoo! Yee-hee! Yoo! Let's get crazy. Let's get excited! Come on! That's why I put the Dixieland jazz on in the background for you to get excited. Get it going. So I'm about to play like this, straight up about to play this like 10-minute song. And so following up with the Brian Wilson, lying in bed like Brian Wilson, I got this song called Rio Grande by Brian Wilson on the Love and Mercy album. Just like, seriously, before I play this, I need to warn you, just hold on to your seats. Hold on to your seat belts. It's about to get real super freaking natural. Literally, okay, when I tell you this, you're gonna laugh at me and be like, yo, this girl's got issues. Like, she is crazy. And I am. And I don't care. Because straight up, the other day, sometimes you listen to music, you've heard it before, but for some reason, you'll listen to that one time, and it sounds like it's never sounded before, and it touches you in a way it's never touched you before. You communicate with it in a way, and that's the spirit realms, when you're just like, holy smokes, why am I getting so emotional right now? And that's you on a different level. That's you meeting forces with a different dimension, basically. That's what that is. So the other day I was cleaning and, you know, I had this on blast and I put Rio Grande on. I kid you not. Soon as it started, I just sat down and I started bawling. I was just like, I was bawling because I was so emotional. Brian Wilson's music is just so emotional to me. And I just, sometimes I can't freaking take it because it's so beautiful. I think I'm gonna start crying now. Like, when I play this, I'm gonna start crying now. I literally was on the couch going like, you're going to listen to this and you're going to understand what I even mean when I do this. So please just sit back. This is an eight minute and 12 second song. Take a deep breath and get ready. Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. Here is Brian Wilson with Rio Grande.